An air of excitement filled the library at Eisenhower International School as Governor Kevin Stitt formally announced Lindell Fields, the former superintendent of Tri-County Tech in Bartlesville, is now the Oklahoma State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Fields replaces Ryan Walters, whose controversial tenure as state superintendent ended earlier this week. The governor says Fields is the right man for the job to lead the Department of Education after a tumultuous time.
Lindell is a lifelong educator. He's a successful business owner, and he's a great leader. He's dedicated his career to preparing Oklahoma students for the workforce. I love his background. I can't think of anyone better to bring the Department of Education into this next season.
Fields retired from Tri-County Tech in 2021 after 30 years in public education. In an emotional statement, Fields says the appointment as state superintendent is one that is deeply personal to him.
I'm honored to serve the people of Oklahoma in this new role, and I promise to give you everything I have. Today is about steadying the ship. Standing here at Eisenhower, where my daughter's in fifth grade, this work is deeply personal. As a father, I share the same hopes and worries as every parent. We all want our kids to be safe, to be known, and to be prepared for the future. That's why the steadying the ship matters so much right now.
In the wake of Walter's tenure as state superintendent, Field says he is committed to taking care of the state's teachers.
Our job is to take care of the people who take care of the students. That's why our new mantra is, if you're not taking care of the students, take care of someone who is. So today I want to start by thanking those who are most important, our teachers. To every teacher in Oklahoma, you are the heartbeat of this work. To our principals who lead schools each day, thank you.
Focusing in on steadying the ship, Fields laid out three principles he says he'll bring to public education.
Number one, reading proficiency, because every student deserves the gift of literacy. Number two, teacher recruitment and retention, because nothing matters more than great educators in every classroom. And number three, career pathways, because every graduate deserves more than a diploma. They deserve a future with options.
Oklahoma Senate Majority Floor Leader Julie Daniels, a Republican from Bartlesville, attended Thursday's announcement. She says Fields is a proven leader, which is evident by the legacy he left at Tri-County Tech.
We know in Bartlesville from watching Lindell over the years lead at Tri-County Tech, expand its programs, work with our local employers to do whatever it needed to do to better the future of the kids, but also work to make sure that we were providing the kinds of skilled workers that we needed in the community. That he brings that same sort of drive and interest and just experience to this. So even though this is a massively larger organization, I think he will fit in quite nicely. And we also know he's very good with people, and he understands the importance of the people within the State Department of Education.
Dr. Tammy Strobel is Field's successor as superintendent at Tri-County Tech. She worked with him for nearly 20 years. Strobel says it's a great day for Oklahoma.
All of us that know Superintendent Fields and have worked for him and with him, he is a visionary leader that can put solutions together. It reminds me a little bit, Nathan, of a puzzle. And when you get a puzzle, you see the picture on the outside of the box. And Lindell can see that picture. He puts the corners together first, the leadership team that they announced today, and then he works with the outside and the in the middle to be able to make it happen. And education in Oklahoma is going to benefit. I just can't wait to see what happens.
Field says he has no political ambitions at all and emphatically said he will not run for office. Instead, he says he wants to take this time to be a servant leader for all students, parents, and teachers, taking the helm of the ship to guide it back on course for excellence. At Eisenhower International School in Tulsa, Nathan Thompson, Bartlesville Radio News.